You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
Man, welcome to the How to Nerd podcast, your guide to all things nerdy. Excited to have you guys back. I go by the name of Cleo Thomas, aka Mrs. Slick Living. I have my co-host here. I'm not going to introduce him yet. I'm going to let him just continue to keep you on your toes.
Oh. I wish.
Jesus. We just began. We're 30 seconds in, Roxy.
Introducing you.
Roxy, can you please introduce yourself?
Show.
I'm Roxy Hayes.
Oh, my God. That's it? That's all you're going to give us?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Can you sing? Can you give me some music or something? You ain't even trying.
Never mind.
Roxy Hayes.
You couldn't have did that before.
I was sucking on it, but then I was rudely interrupted by this guy.
For those that are just listening to the podcast, let me introduce our guest.
We don't let her host.
We don't. Jesus, man.
How do I open the show? Oh, I know. I'll eat.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God,
to
man.
A black woman? What did you say to a black woman? Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
I've been through enough. No, I'm good.
You've been through 8 packs of mints at the top of the show.
The voice you guys are hearing, man, is somebody I'm so excited to be on as a guest today. This is Malcolm Barrett. He is a veteran stage and screen actor, as well as a stand-up comic, known for television work like Average Joe, Timeless, Better Off Ted, The Boys, and The Changeling, as well as movies like Dear White People, Peoples, The Hurt Locker, and so much more. Clap it up for Malcolm Barrett in here today. That's right.
Give you one of them Roxy intros.
I'm so glad he's here. Yes. I'm so glad he's here. No, it's over. It's over for you, Roxy. It's over for Roxy, man.
You stole my fucking mint.
No, I collected your mint.
Oh, my God.
Get his ass out of here.
I'm a collector.
Today's topic, man, it's going to be all about The Boys. We will get into that in a few short minutes. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. Make sure you guys are in the comments, like, and make sure you guys hit the bell for the notifications. Everything to stay plugged in with How to Nerd. And before we get into any of The Boys stuff, we are going to do a pop quiz, though. Yeah, Roxy, tell us about this pop quiz.
I got to read. Question: Would Roxy be a superhero or a supervillain? What would her name be, and what powers would she have? And who would be her arch nemesis? Again, I got to pass it. I don't want
literally
give them nothing.
Oh, you're giving us. So we're going to write this down.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is fun.
To reiterate, we are going to.
This is Roxy's first time on the show.
With Roxy.
You know what? You get doo-doo brown.
Thank you.
Oh, you thought I didn't have another?
Okay.
The question is, would Roxy be a superhero or a supervillain? What would her name be, and what powers would she have, and who would be her arch nemesis? Chat, you guys got to join in on this one.
Chat.
Okay.
You guys can join in on this.
So I'll just take this time to give my answer. No, wait. Okay. I don't like how fast they write. They write real swift. Okay. I have normal human hands.
That's cap.
And I have
that's the ongoing thing about Roxy's hands. I don't know if you've noticed.
Mr. Guest, I would like to put my hands up on your hands to see if
you
my
see
hands
how meaty?
Are
look at those big meaty claws.
They're not meaty.
Sure.
Oh.
I mean, it's comparable.
Yes! As you see, Roxy. It's not, bruh. Okay.
It's been two guests that my hands was smaller than.
Was it?
No.
Were they athletes?
Shut up. My hand was smaller than this athlete's before. I can't. Everybody can palm a basketball.
Everybody can palm a
basketball. You can't palm a basketball?
Not with my normal size.
And a football.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. Sideways. Okay. Get a ball in here. Get some balls in here. There's not any up here. Barata. Superhero.
No, she's. Barata. She's on one. She's on one.
What's that fucking gangster McDonald's thing you just went?
It was the.
I'm loving it. Barata.
That was drums. You don't know what drums sound like.
Metro booming ass McDonald's.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
See why they cast this guy.
This is, man, Roxy, I've disrespected you in a lot of ways.
That's crazy. Why would you start the sentence like that?
Because I got nothing to write on this board because you have already gone at it before.
That's true.
I'm sure they can pull up so many Twitch clips.
Superhero. Wait, what's the question?
What?
I'm so sorry.
No, we won't. We won't. We won't at all. Okay, so for the pop quiz... Malcolm, you are the guest, man. Do you already have something written down for this? Oh, absolutely. Perfect. Please let us know. What would Roxy be? A superhero or a villain? What would her name be? And what powers would she have? And who would be her arch nemesis? What
do we got? She would definitely be a villain. Mm-hmm. And her name would be Rocks Off.
Very Rocks double entendre. Or triple Rocks entendre. Rocks it's a triple entendre
and
for that
one. And her thing is she steal on you.
Yo! Perfection. Amazing callback.
And then her arch nemesis is the law.
Yes. 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 Thank you. Now, give me some, bro. No. That's how you do it.
No.
That's how you do it.
That would be. She'd be like, oh, who's after me?
The
bullets. My only weakness.
Oh, my God. Did you write anything down for yourself, Roxy?
Yes, I'm still writing, but I'll just go off the dome. Hold on.
That was great. Rocks
off? What does that mean?
I don't know.
He hit him with the rocks off.
I would be the true answer. I would be a superhero. Mm-hmm. My name would be Pretty Pretty Princess. And my powers would be being adorable. And who would be my arch nemesis? No one, because I'm fucking perfect. Yes.
Oh. Wow. Delusion.
Correct. I was going to say.
Delusion.
Maybe reality is your biggest nemesis.
Shut up. Do your fucking ass so I can move this shit along.
I got nothing, man. I got nothing for you. Everything you really I've already. Did. I got nothing for her. Other than she's a villain.
Villain?
You've been a villain.
Line. You don't give a fuck about me.
Nope. Nope.
I don't even have time to put
nothing up there for you, Rox.
That's fucking crazy.
Listen, man, before we get into all of our topics, we do like to speak about the things we're currently nerding out about. For me, I started going down a rabbit hole of everything going on in Japan. I get a chance to go over there next month. So I'm looking at cool activities. I may do traditional archery. I may go visit one of the biggest arcades over there, virtual reality wise. So those are the two things I'm nerding out about. Malcolm, what about you?
Cleo's so fucking cool, man.
Hey, brother. Hey, I'm working.
I like the way he does it, though. You know, I was thinking about Japan. You know what I mean? I was like, what do they do there? And I looked it up, and then I went. You know what I mean? It's kind of cool.
That's probably pretty much how I went. How I That's exactly
life,
how I went.
I live my life as dope.
As dope? I'll take it. I'll take it. That's how I describe the lifestyle. Just dope.
What am I nerding out about? I'm playing video games. I'm watching Dead Boy Detective. I'm watching that. And then somehow I've gotten onto this rabbit hole about there's this like guy who captures lobsters. And then they like clip the lobsters. But then if there's like a female lobster who's got a lot of kids and stuff, then they don't keep the lobster. You know what I mean? They got to send it back because it's a whole business. And they drop the lobster on the back so they don't break the little fish eggs and stuff. So I've been watching a lot of lobster videos.
A lot of lobster videos.
They do. Each time they give him like a little snack, like a crab or a lobster. Like they'll give him like shrimp or like a small piece of finch or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's real. It's, I don't know. It's not that interesting, honestly, but it's what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's, I didn't know this.
It's not Japan, but like, it's,
like, it's what
they do.
I mean, but you know what? You know, this is the first thing. Okay. When I started making money, I started eating like escargot and like, what is it? The fish eggs. Is that escargot?
Caviar.
Caviar.
Salmon.
It's medium taste, but it's expensive and it makes me look rich. And so I eat it.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on that one. I'm not the biggest lobster fan.
I love lobster. Don't agree.
What's your favorite food? Stealing.
Whatever I can steal.
I was going to see depending on who's paying. I do love a good lobster. I've been watching some lobster videos too. It's a dude that like took a lobster home and he like builds his house and stuff. He got it from a restaurant.
I've been seeing them little things. There's just like one weird little shrimp that has like 100 mile per hour punch or something like that.
Yeah. Pistol shrimp?
Yes.
I saw the video.
Like has this pistol shrimp?
Yeah, he'd be like punching crabs and stuff like that. He'd be punching all this.
Can you pull him up? What he look like?
He's like a Mortal Kombat fish.
Now I want some seafood.
I would a pistol shrimp.
Yes. I do love a lobster. I'm finna. Oh,
it's messed up that we speak about lobster and now red lobster is what? They just filed for bankruptcy?
Because they disgust it. Snapping shrimp?
I'm not sure. But,
is this how powerful is a pistol
look,
shrimp?
Look, slow motion. Yeah, pistol shrimp attack hits 4,000. They say it reaches the degree of the surface of the sun.
Oh, yeah, that one makes it really.
Yeah. Which it made me wonder. I was like, if it hit me, would that hurt? You know what I mean?
I'm gonna. It has to, right?
Right. You're underneath talking about the surface of the sun.
Oh yeah. My God,
hey, look,
cute.
Look at it. It's our favorite pistol shrimp right now.
Love that.
Oh my God. Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Be here.
The third guest, the third host, just pulled up. The one and only Brennan Edwards. What up, Brennan?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man?
I love that I walk into. I left some disrespect and walked right back.
Walked right back in.
Thanks, guys. Love to be here, man. Thank you. What's up, Malcolm? How you doing, man?
It's good though.
It's good to see you. Have we talked? We have to. First of all, love this. I love this man, Malcolm here. We have a very interesting relationship.
Oh, what is it?
What do you mean, is it? A relationship?
Oh, shit.
Wow, I guess it's not as interesting as I thought. Yeah, non-existent relationship.
Oh, how would you describe it?
That don't clean it up.
Damn. God damn. What a setup.
Movie. What did you say after that? He's like, no, you, it's not your turn. You describe it.
Wow.
I hit you with a what are we?
Exactly.
You know them like that. I mean, like, but what's our, like, why?
Yeah, what's our purpose again? Like, how do I know you?
No, how would you describe it? I'm curious.
Damn.
Well, I say, first of all, I had random roots coming through to here. And we were filming with you on some of his content. And your ass just stuck around because you liked the vibe. You were just like, nah, this is
accurate.
You're like, this is it. Like, y'all are really doing cool shit here. Like, I want to help however I can. And you came and worked with us to be able to help uplift the things we were doing and get better access because you're more famous than us. To be able to get better access to people.
Here I am.
And yet, here you are. How you have fallen.
Oh, shit. Gosh.
It's all right, man. Look, you get it out the mud. I know. I already know.
Oh, shit.
But either way, it's been interesting because, like, we had a really, like, so that happened. I was like, yo, this guy's great. We're fun. And literally from the day we met, like, you started talking shit to me. Like, yeah, it was just like the moment we met. And it's like, how does he even know? Did Tahir give you a heads up that you're supposed to do?
I don't know. There's just an energy in the room that
you can pick up on.
That I was just like, I'm a bit of an empath.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what?
Yeah. That's when you feel black people's feelings.
Yeah. I'm an empath, if you ain't know. Big F energy.
I'm a bit of an empath. y'all was mad cool. I've been trying to get around black people who doing their stuff, you know what I mean? Because that's the problem. You be around these folks in Hollywood, and they'd be like, hey, you know, so you just want to work with people who know what they're doing, particularly when the strike and stuff was happening. It's like, who's some black folks who's doing some stuff?
Yeah.
And also, I know at some point I'm going to get caught drunk driving, and I feel like my community will stick with me if I keep around.
Yeah, good relation. It's like, yeah, you got some trouble. Like, bro, just lay low.
Yeah,
like, we'll put
I'm
you some shit in a little
shoot
while.
Somebody by accident.
By accident, you just be shooting into the crowd.
You can't be canceled if the people love you.
That's valid.
You know, I don't know. Like, give me an example who should have been canceled, but
name,
didn't.
Name somebody who was canceled.
Okay.
You can't cancel Boosie.
R. Kelly.
I mean, he went to
jail. He's in jail. So there's no support.
That's an arrest.
Okay. Someone else.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all these rappers, you can't cancel none of these people.
They still
done
be touring
everybody.
And, yeah.
What about Lizzo?
Lizzo?
Lizzo still
making
songs. Yeah.
She's out here.
She just dropped Shawn Mendes.
She'll be all right.
Why is the octave so?
Look, Robert Downey Jr. That's how much we love him. This motherfucker been—he living life like secondary characters in Friday. We like, go ahead, be Iron Man.
Okay, he was great. Absolutely,
you got
great.
The community.
Yeah,
you know what
talk.
I mean? Boosie told you to wipe him down. We don't care about how many people he done thrown out of cars or done whatever.
Yeah.
That might be Geechee or Gucci. I don't care. Little somebody.
Hilarious. All right, you make a good point. You know, it's like I like when somebody makes a point that feels controversial, then they just back it up.
You got the love of the community. You got the love of the community.
So we were talking earlier about the pistol shrimp. Brennan walks in. He lets us know that he's been nerding out about lobsters recently. Mm-hmm. Red Lobster just filed for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mostly because Roxy kept bringing scamming guys in there with both credit cards. So Roxy, what were you nerding out about?
I will say I did used to take my host to Red. They would pay, but Red Lobster was a good, you know, feel them out and see how much money was. Yeah, like, you know, we'll go there. But then they start changing the recipes. I ain't go there no more. But yes, if we're asking what I'm nerding out about, I've been studying anatomy lately. specifically penis anatomy, because I was reading about how there's like different lately? Like okay, like when you
lately
well, cause,
I just started getting into this.
You know, I feel bad for all your past partners. Well, like, no. You just now studying well, some dick.
Well, can I finish? All these,
goddamn, you can learn, he? You can learn, he finish?
Can you always? You learn on the go.
I've been minoring up until now.
you know, because I wanted to learn like the science, but yeah, I'm not want to go too into detail. But when you're sucking a penis, right? Oh, you want to, okay. Right?
You gotta learn.
You can feel. Thank you, hippie. So like,
you gotta learn on the job.
This is not me gassing. Yeah, it's like you can feel the different points and you learn how to make different people nut by pressing different points of their penis, or like more suction, more wet, less
it's
wet.
Crazy.
Yeah. So the answer is more, the answer is more so suction and more wet. If you haven't figured it out, but you didn't fucking study it up.
But so, but no, because
more
some,
of
no,
all the stuff.
Some men don't like as
no,
much
they
suction.
Do.
Some
fine
men
with
want
that.
Different.
Your studies are insufficient.
You know,
I have a lot of data to back this up.
I have a lot of anecdotal data to back up that. The guy got 3,000 wins every time.
Everybody likes different things. In different points, some people like more head suck, some people like more shaft lick,
wow.
Some people like more ball juggling. It just
depends. I don't know if this is nerdy.
And so,
this is getting real dirty, like real fast.
I was looking
bro.
At.
Hey, Malcolm, welcome to Roxy.
This is why she don't host.
That's why she don't host. Host. Everything
your,
is sexual.
What's your hypothesis?
So, that the penis has different pressure points. So I started looking it up. And there's different nerve endings in specific in the penises.
Yeah, they're in the dick. Oh my God, I can't believe she hit the right part of my dick.
Like, yeah,
the dick.
It's the head.
It's not the
oh,
head
man,
for
I,
everyone.
I was worried she wouldn't touch the dick. Luckily. She
well,
found
sorry.
My pressure point, which is
the
my
dick.
Dick.
So like I said,
hey, way to go
right
Einstein.
Under the head, there's a pressure point right there.
Oh, man. My God.
If you touch that, yeah, it works.
What's up, Jane Goodall, a dick?
I need his reaction to every one of her nerding out.
Fucking bruh. I'm so grateful Malcolm is on.
Thank you for being here, Malcolm.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Jane Goodall, this is pretty fire.
She's putting fucking glasses on. Oh, just let me see.
So, if you look at the...
Don't.
We've had enough. No,
don't.
Enough. Can we move on?
Brennan, what are you nerding out
That's
about?
That's not fair. It's just 3 to 5 minutes.
For the whole section, not for you. Jesus. Fuck. All right, so what I've been nerding out.
When you actually study it.
Jesus. What I've been nerding out has been IQ tests. I got this new app. No matter what I could have said, no matter what I would have said, no matter what I would have said, that's her.
I didn't know it was going to make that same noise.
Yo. Yo.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, yo, go ahead. Take a moment.
Because
we shame nerds on the Nerd Podcast.
Oh,
that is nice to know.
Holy shit, that was so funny.
Oh, my God.
She said, we
Roxy,
not talking about
so
dicks no more?
Can you suck it? Can you suck an IQ?
You can. Some brain? Hey,
oh,
that is that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
I thought we were talking about brains. This nigga talking about brains. The worst.
Please continue. I was not trying to make that.
So, I'm going to move your mic away from you, Roxy, as I speak.
That's fine. That's
all right. So, Jesus Christ.
No, stop.
Go ahead, Brennan. Go ahead, Brennan.
All right, so listen.
Go ahead, Brennan.
So, listen, I find them very interesting. I've never taken one before until literally this week.
Yeah.
No matter what I said, you were gonna do that.
Yeah, I was. I was waiting.
Oh shit!
It's about timing.
Oh
my God, it's good timing. Oh, it's good timing.
Oh.
Yo, Roxy's laugh.
Episode.
She has. She has a certain laugh when you know it's coming from her soul.
Ooh, shit.
She's crying.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
It's good.
Oh, cause he ended his face. Oh,
okay.
Fuck. All
right,
wrap
yeah, you
it up.
Good?
But
you good?
No.
She said, "Wrap it up."
What's the hot you test? I
oh
wanna
my
know.
God.
It is hot.
So wrap it up.
I can't. I'm finna get him.
I hope that
me.
Our editor can edit around the ridiculousness of hippie. I mean, of you, Roxy, specifically.
Oh, sweating so hard.
Oh, shit.
So hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, please continue.
I don't know if y'all know. She got a little church fan.
Yeah, there's a church fan over here with my producers.
Fuck, man. Go ahead. I'm so glad.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No,
that's
I
want
to hear it. Stop.
No, so I took the first one. It was an app I found. I just literally just found it. I was on a plane. I've been traveling a lot last week. And you happy, Roxy? And so I took the first one, and I found it interesting because IQ tests don't have words in them. I don't know if you've ever taken one before.
No.
There's no way I'm going to get through this. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it, y'all. Y'all niggas, I came in here. Y'all disrespect me from the moment I walked in here. Malcolm is here, so disrespect is already here. Roxy is compounding it with her pig ass over here right now. Talking about dicks and snorting over here and shit. And then Cleo, normally my composed brother, who has my back, lost every bit of his composure right now. This man is an actor. This like, Cleo, you have to keep it together.
Malcolm got it, bro. Malcolm got it today.
Oh. I need a napkin. I can't see. Oh, yes, I can't see.
Oh, holy my God.
Shit. Why is he? He's doing noise.
That was perfect.
Yeah. IQ test, guys. That's what I'm doing. There we go. What are we talking about today, niggas? Like,
okay. Oh, shit.
I'm going to use that for another episode, and it's interesting, too, so fuck y'all.
I want to hear it, honestly.
Okay. Thank you
so much. Cleo's leading the episode. What you want to happen now,
Cleo?
Yeah,
man. All right.
I
want to
hear this IQ thing.
No.
I haven't played shit yet. No.
Moving on.
We never gonna finish it. Y'all niggas can't stop keying over here.
What happened with it?
I can't take you seriously.
I'm so sick. What happened with it?
He wants to hear.
No, I mean, so first and foremost, I knew it. Cleo, the show's yours, man. I'm done. I'm done with this nigga. I'm done with this nigga.
Not even. Oh, my back. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay.
God damn
okay.
it.
Thank you
so much.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yo. So,
this is why we don't give our guests alcohol.
Listen, the fact, like, you guys are seeing us on screen die, but I'm telling you, even everyone behind the camera is rolling right now.
No, I say this. My blood family member in this room has held a straight face. I will say that.
No, he was smirking.
He's got headphones in.
See, look at that. No doubt.
This nigga was high.
Oh, God. All right, y'all. So the reason that we get the chance to have Malcolm on today's show...
It's because I ain't got no job.
Listen, he's always up to something. He's always working. He's always figuring out a way to sharpen the tools when it comes to performing. But specifically, it's about The Boys.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite shows. The Boys is a popular TV show that premiered on Prime Video in July 2019, based on the comic book series by Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson.
Yeah.
The show offers a dark...
Ennis?
I said Ennis. Is it Ennis? Is it Ennis?
Some people would say Ennis.
Ennis? Garth Ennis?
Well, we got a history of Cleo pronouncing things the way the fuck he wants to. Ask him how he pronounces Studio Ghibli.
Ghibli.
Oh.
Yeah. You said oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Ghibli.
I'm not a linguist.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how I said it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Is Arabic?
It's a dark take on the superhero genre. It's set in a world where superheroes known as soups are revered by the public, but are often corrupt and morally flawed. The story follows a group of vigilantes called The Boys, led by Billy Butcher, played by Carl Urban, who will be Johnny Cage in the upcoming Mortal Kombat 2 movie. Really excited about that? Yep.
You know that.
They aim to expose the truth about the soups and the powerful corporation, Vought International, that manages them. Key characters include Huey Campbell, played by Jack Quaid, who
Dennis
is
Quaid's son?
Dennis Quaid's son.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And antagonist superheroes like Homelander, portrayed by Anthony Starr.
He fine.
The Boys is known for its gritty realism, dark humor, and intense action scenes. It was received critical acclaim for its writing performances and bold storytelling, tackling themes of power and corporation, corruption, and the darker side of celebrity culture.
Love it.
Which is the reason I love the show for sure. The show has been renewed for multiple seasons and has spawned spinoffs, further expanding the universe. Malcolm portrays Seth Reed, which is a recurring character in the Prime series. He is a public relations writer who works with Evan Lambert at Vought International. Wow.
Discussion good. 20 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Very quick takes on The Boys, man. For me,
she can't even have this man look at her.
That's gonna be a long show.
This laughs. Is gonna be a long show. Yeah, that's how she laughs.
What do you guys do about the editing?
Yeah, we wonder. You wonder.
What do you guys do about that?
Leave it to him.
She's
I leave.
Stop. all leave the it to time. Her.
So go ahead, take your time.
It's not all the time.
Is a lot of the 20 minutes
it's
just
a
this?
Level. Yes, it's all of it.
Brennan, what do you love about the boys, man?
The boys, like, kind of coupled with Invincible, was like one of my first real takes and looks at like what superheroes probably would actually be like if they were in the real corporate ass capitalistic ass world.
I agree.
Like, I felt like when I was watching it, I'm like, honestly, I don't know how far off the truth this really is. Yeah. Like they would the corporations. I mean, I don't. Spoiler alert to everybody who hasn't seen the show. I'm gonna give a couple spoilers. Right now.
For a show three, four seasons in.
Yeah, thank you. Is that corporations giving, like, coming up with a way to give superpowers and then learning how to make money from it and not really caring about the well-being of, like, what the superheroes themselves or the people they're, quote-unquote, saving and just kind of protecting the corporate interests. It's just, of course, that's what would happen because that's what happens with the real-life superpowers, which is normally money. You know, in our world right now, it's like, you got enough money, you're pretty much a superpower. That's a superpower. You can make it so you're immune to bullets. You can make it so, like, you can get across any scandal or do whatever you want or kill people. And, you know, if you got enough of it, then you can get away with it. Like, I'm just saying, people have gotten away with things because they got money.
Roxy, what do you love about the boys, man?
What do you think about the boys, Roxy?
He did it. All right. What's the question?
What do you think about the boys?
I love it. It's a great show. I think it's wonderful. I love the play on superheroes.
Terrific insight.
What do they do differently? You know, is this really what they would do? I think it's just a wonderful show. Beautiful gowns. Yeah.
Gowns?
Gowns?
No, it's a great show. I like the act. It took me a while to get into it, honestly, because I don't like extremely violent stuff, and I don't like the gore. And it starts off with a bitch getting demolished in the middle of the street.
It's a violent, gory show.
Yeah,
it is
so
a very
gory.
Violent, gory show.
It's so gory. But yeah, as I got more into it, I'm like, oh, the story is really, really good. I didn't read the
comics.
The shit first. So thanks for words.
Y'all knew she wasn't going to have no words.
Yep.
You know y'all was? Knew. Y'all you said it in was, unison.
Baby. We knew it.
You know what comics. It was, baby. Because yeah. I wasn't sure if it was a graphic novel or comics, but pictures. Yeah,
sure,
and so yeah, I like it. Great show. Wonderful.
There it is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan.
Oh, are you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. Tell us, like, what do you think of the show?
I mean, I like violent shows. Mm. You know what I mean? I like violent shows with senses of humor. And it is political. And I like shows that politically align with how I feel about life. Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, it does all those things. So I like it. And they hire me.
Ah, good insight. I learned a lot.
The reason,
you know,
for me,
what I love about you is that you steal no matter what. I'm gonna steal what he just said.
Yep.
That's you that said that?
Yep.
I never said it.
The reason I fell in love with this show because it felt like it felt like this weird thing where it was breaking the fourth wall, I think, for people like us who are in the business, right? Uh-huh. And we see these kinds of aspects of how when something breaks down, what are they able to do, how they're gonna spin the story, the narrative, and the superheroes are the celebrities. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to make that connection between how something happens and, like, they're on this pedestal, but now they're going down. Oh, their rating isn't all that. What's that? There's a rating that's in the system for celebrities. You know what I'm talking about?
You're like IMDb rating.
Not the IMDb.
Star Meter thing?
Star Meter?
No, it's another weird
ABC
thing. I'll Google it later.
A-list, B-list.
Yeah.
It's not the star rating. But for you to get this opportunity... to be in this series, were you a fan of the comic beforehand?
No.
No. Have you heard of it? Nothing?
No. When I had first... So this is the story, my version of what happened, my connection to it, is that Eric Kripke, who created the show before that, did a bunch of shows, Supernatural.
Yep.
A show with Giancarlo Esposito about like this sort of new world. I'm losing off the tip of my tongue. And then he also did Timeless with Sean Ryan from The Shield. So I knew him from there. Mm-hmm. Timeless was a sci-fi show about time travel. That show ended. And then at some point, we go and have lunch, and he's like, hey, I'm doing this superhero show. What do you think about losing your dick? your dick. Spoiler alert. what about think about your dick getting frozen off? And I was like, I mean, whatever. I'm confident in real life, you know what I mean? And then he brought in a specialist, Roxy.
Yeah. Like, she told us about what would happen when you freeze it, you know?
Go on.
The anatomy and the spots to freeze. God.
Right
before
the chef.
But before I did it, because I did some other comic book show, Preacher, I love comic books and I love these sort of, I don't want to say cynical, but there is a sort of like, what is this real world cynicism? how this thing would actually happen. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at it before and I read The Boys beforehand. And it is heavily adapted in that the original version, much like Preacher, which is also from Seth and Evan, there's a lot of old school casual racism or inherent racism and misogyny that is in there.
A lot of assault.
And a lot of assault. A lot of really graphic, fucked up things that happen in there. And there was clearly a concerted effort to go, how do we make it graphic and fucked up, but for today's audience?
Yeah.
Which is a different thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think they achieved that on a couple different levels. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, the affinity I had for it was, yes, the bombastic world that they had for it, but it has a sort of same theme of Watchmen, of like, who will watch the Watchmen? Who will patrol the people who are patrolling us, right? Which I think as Black folks, we very much relate to, specifically to police force.
Yep.
But as I think Americans relate to in terms of the government. But then you also have the comic book side of things where you went, yeah, what does Spider-Man do for money? Like, what is it like if you're Superman and you can do all these things, but like, how do you get paid if you have a regular job and you get fired from your job? But you know that you can physically beat up the president and everybody around the president. Like, how do you actually make a life for yourself? And I think those are the questions that we ask for ourselves in comic books once we get older, right? Like, we don't wonder as much about that when we're younger. And then we get to 18, 19, 30, 40. We still love these comic books, but we're putting our own problems and life into that. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what the show does. And I think that's why it has an affinity for those who are a little bit younger and a little bit older.
Yeah, man.
It makes sense. It's funny. I wanted to add one thing to what you were saying, because you were saying like how Black people see the police, how Americans see the government, and then you could argue that how the rest of the world sees America.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, we're kind of like the world police in a good and bad way, in a lot of ways, and a lot of countries are like, well, who's policing the United States?
Yeah. And you see it also in the affinity for Homelander. Like, there's this weird culture of folks that are like, Homelander's in the right, right? And then there's this meme that popped up where it said, speaking to exactly what you're talking about, how Americans see America, and it was a picture of Superman, and it was like how America actually is, and it was a picture of Homelander.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very
Do you
much
know
so.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Or how the world sees America. And I think that conceit is very much alive in the writing and the show and how people watch it.
No, that's one of the most profound. Like, when I started traveling the first time, you know, I didn't realize, you know, like, I knew because, you know, I studied politics. That's what I went to school for. So I knew that, it, like, you know it in theory, but then they go out in the world and they're just like, oh, wow, you're an American. You know, like, yeah, I'm an American. They're like, you're nice. You know, like, you're like a good person. You seem like a good person. How?
I remember I went traveling not long after 9/11, probably, and going to France. It was probably around 2003, 2004. And it was interesting seeing how people view us, because it's not simply they want to move here or they hate us. It's it's obviously more nuanced than that. But it was really funny going to France, because they were like, they basically looked at us as America's a kid with a gun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're one of the youngest nations, established nations, right? We're only a couple hundred years old, right? 1776.
Yeah.
But we're one of the most, if not the most powerful nation in the world.
Yeah.
And so for the rest of the country who's been through so, the rest of the world, who's been through so many versions of governments, of overthrowing governments, of finding their freedom, of not finding freedom, of imperialism, to watch this upstart country that barely knows its, whose presidents can sometimes speak English and sometimes can't. It is very, it's very interesting for them to watch us become this superpower, because that is that thing, the same thing of being a citizen and watching the people who come into power and watching the MTGs and whoever the hell else and people who can barely drink water become in power and still you're under their law.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think a bunch of us think we're smarter than a whole bunch of politicians.
That's easy to say.
They have power over us.
Yeah, they do.
Regardless.
The thing is, it's funny, is like, smarter as an individual, is it smarter in the way that they spend their time? Because like, they're like, yeah, I get power over all y'all. I get paid a lot of money. I'm going to get paid a lot of money for the rest of my life because of this. And I'm killing it. You know, like, I get to do whatever I want to do. I'm immune to almost any kind of real backlash, unless you're terrible.
A lot of us are a lot more articulate, sensible, and logical than a lot of the people that represent us in politics.
Yeah.
But they have more power.
Yeah.
Right? And so that is the illusion that the comics are making. right? Mm-hmm. It's not always about who's the most intelligent, most understanding, or who's most logical. A lot of times, it's about who's the most powerful and who has the most access to gaining the most amount of people money.
Yeah, I agree. Money talks. So.
And also dicks. Am I right, Roxy?
You know how to rub that in.
Save me, I want Cleo. Chicken to do it. It's too
Cleo,
serious.
Save me.
Oh, shit.
Please save me, Cleo.
What I love.
That was bars. I was actually.
Narcom was giving us a whole breakdown of it, man. Right? And that's really how, when I look at the Homelander character, right? Mm-hmm. He just described how the world looks like America, like a kid with a gun.
Yeah.
It's like he's ultra powerful. They don't know how mm-hmm. to deal with him.
Yep.
He can wild out at any single moment he wants to. Mm-hmm. And yet there's so many things about him that are just so unhinged.
Yeah.
And there's two.
And
there's
he's
two
born
scenes
from
that,
the previous superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. So for me, it's there's every time he has a scene, I'm glued.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's also every time that Malcolm's in a scene. Because now I get a chance to ask you face to face, how much of this is improv for you?
Ooh, good. Because
when I'm watching, I'm like, yo, they're ripping this.
It's funny. That has a lot to do with, and I want to get his name right because I only see him once a year.
Okay.
I don't get his name right, but I think it's Dave Repples. Look him up. I don't have time for this. Somebody has time for it.
Oh, my.
But he plays Evan. He plays Evan on a show. I think his name is Dave, starts with an R.
Starts with the last name. I heard it. I wasn't going to let you make it.
His last name starts with
his last name.
What is his name?
No, that's the character's name.
That's the character's name.
David Real.
There we go.
You
David
the
Real.
R. Yep, you got it.
I got David R.
Yeah.
It feels like improv because of the energy that me and him have.
Mm.
And because we live so separately from the rest of the show. Like, we literally only come in for our scenes, and it's really back-to-back sort of duo action.
Yeah.
And so we feed highly off of each other.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's, I'd have to see the episode to see if there's actual improv. I don't think so.
Mm.
Unless I have a monologue, I don't really riff too much.
Got you.
But it's mostly me and him. So it's mostly there, but our energy is just, it's really weird.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the characters are so deliberate because they're dealing with life and death.
Mm.
And they also are scared of Homelander
killing them,
laser beaming them at any moment.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas us, most of our scenes are us pitching.
Yeah.
Right? So it has to feed off of, like, it's a two-man show.
Yeah.
So it has to feed off of each other no matter what it is. So it's very little improv, but we do go above and beyond in terms of what we do. And then it was really funny doing stuff with Jesse, T. Usher, who plays
A-Train.
Because I'm like, well, I got to do some shit with black people.
Yeah. Everyone else.
I want to do some stuff with black people on the show.
Yeah.
And so that was a really fun episode because we're on pitching the video game based off of, like,
Africa.
Free.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, it was very much, which I think was thanks to Anselm, who's a writer who used to be on Timeless. He's a brother from Brooklyn. What's up? But that was a fun episode because it was just like, okay, let's play with these. What are the conceits of being black in this world and conceits and working with another brother? Because also it was very interesting being that because I was still a brother working with a bunch of white folks.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm hiding myself in general as that character because I'm afraid of these superheroes. But there's another layer of being like, what does it mean to be black in this world and do that? And so that was very interesting, which is also going to be interesting for the new season because I think her name is Susan Hayward. I might be getting her name wrong, but she plays, I don't know what I can say.
I wonder how far he's going to go with this.
Well, I'll say as much as in a promo.
Okay.
Which is that she is a hero in the promos.
Okay.
Who is part of the team now and is going against Thames.
What's up? It says Sister Sage.
What does it say before
That's
I say
it? That's what it says on there.
Okay.
He didn't say nothing. Okay. It says it on the wiki page.
Says Susan Hayward. Place Sister Sage.
The Boys season 4.
That's all we got.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
great.
That's all it says.
Great. Okay, so it is. I can say that I am in a scene with her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that she makes her mark. Mm-hmm. And to make it, she makes her mark in a much bigger way than I do, and in a way that is really strong and I think empowering, and people will be surprised about, and raise different issues about it. And look, she's from Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL.
I'm usually in like 1 to 2 episodes per season.
Yeah.
I think one this season, but I never know. Like, I've seen it where they stretch me out like scenes across it. Look, you're such a child.
It's the dick.
I was going to hold it in.
There's an episode where they fucking the shit out of me. You know how the boys is.
Oh my God.
No, yeah. Exactly, bro. Let's not, girl, we're not going to talk about how my man winning his...
Can I tell you the weirdest
dog? That season started. I was like, "What am I?"
Crazy. The weirdest thing in the world is to be the guy with no powers on a superhero show.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, "So what do you do?" Okay, so a guy jumped into a penis, and then these other guys were having a laser battle. What do you do? It's like, I read reports.
I pitch ideas.
Yeah, I give them ideas on how to
market
respond
themselves
to that.
Ideas and stuff.
The idea, which is fun. That's what I do, but it's very weird.
It is funny. Like, I'm on the biggest superhero show in the world right
now.
The
biggest superhero show on the biggest live action superhero show on TV, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I read reports.
Hey, you made it, baby.
But I play a writer.
Yeah, that's right.
It is dope.
What are you doing
on
a superhero show? I play a writer.
I'm a writer, yeah. Necessary.
Which is kind of cool because in a lot of ways, you know that the writers are writing about themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a big in joke because, you know, these guys have had to pitch and know that they're selling their soul in a small way and know that they go home and have these other... Like, that's kind of what I liked about what I got to do with the character early on. I mean, who knows? It's a lot of the same shit, if I'm being honest, what I do now. I just do it well. But what I liked is that he had a secret life and had a whole other thing happening. And you've seen him go... You've seen him be hurt by a superhero. You've seen him direct. You know what I mean? So it's been fun having these little arcs. And then I get to play with people that I know already, like my friend Claudia, who was on Timeless. She plays, like, essentially the AOC character who's got... she has powers.
Man, when that reveal happened.
I still don't even fully understand the power. I'm just like, oh, you just blowing it up. All right.
Yeah, she got some powers, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Such a dope reveal for sure for that character.
Yeah.
And then going back and rewatching the season again in that courtroom moment, I'm just like, she's causing all this shit.
Well, and then that's sort of the fun. So for the Timeless fans, that's the sort of fun thing is that I get to be that whatever character I am. She gets introduced, and then she winds up taking on Gorin, who's also from our show, who was the villain from our show.
Oh, wow.
Who was chasing after our team for years. And so this time she gets to take him on and fight him. So, yeah, there's, like, little Easter eggs for people who are, like, fans.
Hearing you talk about, you know, a whole other project like Timeless, right? You've been in this business a very long time, and you've continued to always figure
almost
out ways.
As long as you, might be longer than you because I feel like I'm 10 years older than you.
Maybe 30 20. Years.
You're pretty old.
I'm pretty old.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson used to borrow my Legos.
Huh?
Oh, my God. I'm done with this thing, bro. I'm done. Like, can I walk out?
How do you? My question to you, Malcolm, is like,
I'm beautiful.
How do you?
Beautiful.
We come from a generation of this where we always have to wait on the audition process,
mm-hmm.
right? And then hopefully you get a chance to book things. But now, but where we are, we can constantly figure out ways to sharpen our tools.
Uh-huh.
How do you do it? Because I constantly see you on improv shows. You have a whole group that you guys get together and do cool shows. You do comedy. Like, what are some of the other things that you're using to keep these tools sharpened?
Oh, I just always humble myself, to be honest. I just always, anytime I find something interesting, I just follow it, right? Like, because I can't wait on this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the pandemic to BLM to the strike, like, I can't wait. And also, like, this industry has never thought I was as good as I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do everything. It's like, if you think you're an amazing actor, you have to write because they're never going to write what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're a pretty white woman or white guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but they're never
message.
They're never like, they don't write shit for, they don't write 30 pilots with leads that look like us per year.
No.
Do you
know? No. No, bro.
Do you know what I mean? And we look mad different. Yeah. And they don't write anything for you. But we've also been veterans in this industry.
Yeah.
And they're still not writing towards us. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And so for me, that's why I do everything for power. Like, either for my power or my community's power. So the way I stay sharp is I studied theater. I came from doing theater. I came from doing theater in college, right? I was doing theater and slam poetry.
Okay.
Right? So those were my 2-3, and I was going to be a mathematician. That's a whole other side story.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, I went to Stuyvesant, so I thought I was going to be a biologist and all this other stuff. And then I was interning at Bear Stearns, so I thought I was going to work on Wall Street.
Okay, numbers.
Yeah,
numbers. Oh, you do mental numbers?
Oh,
I'm gonna give you some
head?
Numbers. Let's go. You can numbers?
You can numbers?
Numbers.
You can numbers is the question.
He know what it is.
You can English?
No.
What is, I want to see what the numbers you're going to throw at me.
Wait, I got it.
I don't know numbers
60,000
no more.
Oh, here we go.
Times.
Why did you do this?
56. Let him cook.
She said, "Let him cook."
Welcome, Roxy, bro. Roxy, you're
let
here.
Cook.
Let him cook.
What is it, 60,000 times what? Oh my God, 56. Okay, well,
I'm gonna do it too.
I'm over here just playing carry the Transformers.
One. I see.
So, okay, 56 of 6, 36, 3 over there. 6 times 5.
Someone gonna check.
Go ahead. 30.
What is it? What was it? 56? 36, 6.
Let's see if I was right. I did my number.
96,000?
Well, no, it's 366 and then all them zeros.
No.
It ain't 366, all them zeros.
366?
336. Yeah.
That's what I said.
You.
Did you say 9 or 6? I said 6.
I said 3.
I heard threes.
Okay, well, I ain't hear three. I
heard you.
Well, okay. I wasn't a mathematician. I didn't go to Barnes and Noble or wherever you said you
Barnes and Noble. I didn't go to Barnes and Noble. What is this?
Oh,
I didn't go
said.
To Barnes and Noble.
Yo. All right. We like to do this
math.
Thing.
We'll do some math later.
So we have this other segment called Team Assembly Draft, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how this is going to work, we want to welcome our Team Assembly Draft. Today we'll each draft our ideal team of superheroes or supervillains to tackle a specific challenge. Okay. We'll explain our choices and mm-hmm. debate whose team would be the most effective. 5 members per team. Draft order is going to go Malcolm first.
Okay.
And then we go Roxy, then we go Brennan, then it's going to be me. You can draft characters from any universe. Thank you, sir. A tournament of champions. You get a chance to assemble a team to compete in a multiverse tournament against other teams of heroes.
Are they
going to
fight?
Villains.
That's what they're
going to
do?
It's a team, yeah.
Morph.
All right. Okay.
X-Men Morph?
Yeah.
Nice. Roxy.
Goku.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Omni-Man.
Ooh.
Homelander.
Ooh.
I'm man with dust. Homelander.
Galacticus.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whis.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nice.
Whis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the anime realm.
I'll take the Phoenix.
Mm. Shit.
I'm going for the win, y'all.
Shit. Thanos.
Mm.
Gotta put Thanos on.
He didn't say with the gauntlet. He just said Thanos for the record.
Ah.
He didn't say.
Everyone knows he's got the fucking gauntlet
he
already.
He only
had
it for a very short period of time.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking
there's literally
matter.
Like only like
knows,
5 minutes.
He,
in all
everyone
the,
knows he has the gauntlet.
In 5 minutes, he has it.
Go ahead, Malcolm. It's on you, brother.
I know I'm still in the Marvel world, but Professor X.
Not a bad one.
Yeah.
I'm going Steven Universe. Yeah.
One Punch Man.
Mm,
solid.
That's good.
My nigga's about to go hard.
Vegeta.
he took Vegeta. You whack. You whack.
I had to.
Oh my God.
Vegeta's a loser.
You know what I mean? Get it? Do I get 4 or 5?
You get 5.
5.
Forge.
What? Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna go Naruto. I don't know why.
You don't get beat the fuck up.
Yeah, I couldn't think of nobody right now.
He's getting beat up for damn sure.
I don't know his name, but Whis's dad. The king angel. The king angel.
That ain't his
just put
name.
King angel. That ain't his
name. Then what's the point?
Because he would destroy Whis.
What's the point? No, because right. You'll destroy Whis. Because you.
My team's gonna win.
This is the last round.
You don't know that.
Oh, he's really thinking too.
That's a solid list.
He's like, I'm trying to win. He's like, I got some ground to make. Yeah.
My fifth though.
Ooh.
I got something.
You know what I'm gonna go with? Edna
Mode? Oh. From Incredibles?
Yes.
Edna Mode. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Everyone gonna be flashy as hell. Fashion gonna be on point, and they fits gonna make sure they protect
Done.
It.
Edna.
I like it.
Wild card.
What you got, Roxy?
Doing the tongue snap. Come on, Roxy.
Excuse me, I'm trying to plot. What's homie? No, I don't like him.
You're not even talking to your microphone. It's over here. Right here. Here's your microphone. There you go.
I would like to pick.
Oh my God.
Can we come back to me?
No.
No.
Roxy,
oh. No. I'm trying to think of stuff. Hold on, wait. I'm almost there. I'm scouring my mind.
I'll take one.
It's not your turn yet.
I'm counting you down.
Five,
no,
four,
I'm going Mewtwo.
Three.
Mewtwo?
Two.
Wait, can I take mine back?
Nope.
No, all Edna. Right,
perfect.
Kang.
Mm-hmm.
Onslaught.
So are we gonna put this up and see, like, let the community vote on who has the best team?
100%.
Okay. I'm gonna win this. I'm definitely gonna win.
I think I won, but I still want to change.
Cool. So let's go through everyone's team. Malcolm chose Morph, Galactus, Professor X, Forge, and Edna Mode. Roxy chose Goku, Whis, Steven Universe, Naruto, and Mewtwo. You're getting fucking washed.
Yeah, no,
you
are. Not, y'all, that's how I know y'all don't
Naruto's
watch
not even gonna show up.
You're
yes,
getting
he is.
Beat
and
up.
That's how I know y'all don't watch Steven Universe. He's in the ruler of the world. So
yeah, okay,
balls.
Whatever.
Y'all don't
know you're shit. Gonna get washed.
Watch a cartoon, nerd.
Brennan shows Omni Man, the Phoenix, One Punch Man, whoever the hell King Angel
exactly.
is.
He's Whis's dad. Whis's dad.
And Kang. Which Kang?
The comic book version of Kang that won.
Boom.
All right.
Whoever wins.
Yeah, I guess so on that one. And then for me, I chose Homelander, Thanos, Vegeta, Storm, and Onslaught.
I feel like you're my only competition here.
You're Bruh, an idiot.
Look at his
you're
list.
An idiot.
Wait, Malcolm's list is Malcolm's crazy. Again. Let me see
I
Malcolm's
have
again.
Morph.
He's got Morph.
I have Morph.
He's got Morph and
you're
Galactus.
That means I can be whoever you are.
Yeah, but the thing is, I have Phoenix.
I have
he can
Morph.
Be Phoenix.
Morph cannot
Professor
be Phoenix.
Professor X can beat Phoenix.
Yes. Professor X cannot be Phoenix. Phoenix is a psychic too. You think just because?
I know the
but
comics.
The Phoenix is a force. See, the Phoenix thing is like that comes and invades Jean Grey.
Phoenix.
Phoenix. Yeah, but
then he
can't control her when she becomes Phoenix.
Yes, he can.
Every time she becomes Phoenix, he does not stop her.
And then how does she lose?
How does she, normally Cyclops actually?
Yeah. Who's controlled by who?
Nobody. What are you talking about?
He's controlled by Professor X.
And is Cyclops on your team? Is Cyclops on your team?
Get it.
She's so powerful.
I don't see no Cyclops.
Why you ain't pick Cyclops then?
Oh,
what you talking about Cyclops? What are you just saying?
She getting crazy.
You just mad because you're going to lose. Either way, we look forward to seeing what y'all say.
Why you ain't pick Cyclops?
One Punch Man washes all y'all.
One Punch Man. I don't get that.
Omni Man washes all y'all.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah.
Yo, make sure that you guys vote for whose team you guys think would win. Would it be Malcolm's, would it be Brennan's, Roxy's, or mine? I really do look forward to seeing everyone's breakdown. Shout out to everyone in the
chat,
man.
I want that on Instagram. I
want
to see real votes
here. Man, this was an incredible episode. So much fun. A lot of laughs at the very beginning. Sorry, Brennan.
What sorry for me for?
Man,
you
couldn't even get off about your IQ test.
Nothing, man.
Wait, let me hear about that.
Oh, yeah, we got
test,
time.
But.
Fuck you, Malcolm.
No, I'm serious.
Malcolm,
you got time
look at me.
To
I want you
to
look at me.
End.
Look at me. Look at me. Fuck you.
That's so crazy.
That's so crazy,
Why,
isn't it?
He's a guest.
You know, for someone who's doing so well on IQ tests, you'd think you have something better than fuck you.
It's funny how I never told you how I did. Because you never got to that part. Wonder why, Malcolm.
He's aggressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, yo, Malcolm, please let them know where they can find you, where they can look out for you. Season 4 of The Boys, obviously. What
don't
else?
Don't look for me nowhere.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, come on.
All right, fine. I'm on season 4 of The Boys and Changeling and I don't know, fucking some other show I think I'm on. Average Joe. I don't know if it's still on or not. I do stand up sometimes. I'm sure I'll be on a new show by the time this airs, man. That's all good. Like, life's good, man. I work.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys check the Link Pop link for merch from How to Nerd. If you have any other topics you would like for us to discuss in future episodes, feel free to let us know in the comments below. We've been your hosts. I go by the name of Cleo Thomas, a.k.a. Mr. Slick Living.
Brennan Edwards.
Roxy Hayes. We can draw each other. He drawing me.
Oh, my God. They are distracted. Like, y'all the kids need to be separated in class, but whatever.
Well, my lips look, that look like a racist caricature.
I knew that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we discovered it. She's on the...
It makes a lot of sense.
Shut up. Well, that's never been...
Cleo, take us out, man.
Man, we see y'all in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Peace.
I'm Malcolm. I'm an actor.
I'm Roxy. I steal dicks.